You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Guy, cheers to you, cheers to me, cheers to everyone out there at cinema. You don't have a drink, Drew? Cheers!
Fuck you and your stupid cheers.
Oh my goodness, what a way to start. Confidence at a mic and tell me, why fuck me?
Yeah, fuck you and your stupid cheers.
Man, what did I do?
I don't need your cheers, I don't want your cheers.
I'm trying to start the show with a good mood. I'm just trying to start in a good mood.
Bullshit.
Oh my god, the one nice thing I try to do all day. This is what I get, motherfucker.
Well, I'm trying to train you to not do nice things, because this is what happens when you do, Chris.
You ain't gotta. You ain't gotta train me to do shit. A, you ain't gotta. B, you can't. Are you good there? You need some water? Coffee McCoffinton? Oh my god. There we go. He's got a burn. Got a real burn there. Real.
All right, I feel a little better.
You feel better now? Well, darn, I'm going to turn your mic back on. There you go. Welcome back to the show. Oof, boy.
Yeah, that was delicious.
This has been a rough start to this Oscar recap bonus episode. Rough start. Apologies to everyone. Let's do a take two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I am your host, Chris Crespo. Cheers to everyone. I'm drinking the beer left over by our guest. I told you I'm restarting, and now you're coughing again. I didn't mean that part. When I said restart, I didn't mean to restart the coughing. I'm going to shut your mic off. Boy, oh boy, what is this? What's going on?
I blame you for that one.
You blame me for it?
Yeah, you said let's restart.
Are you good?
I don't know. I think so. But if you say let's restart one more time and I fucking start coughing, I'm gonna punch you in your stupid face.
Alright, you know, first off, let me turn your mic back on. There you go. Cheers to everyone. Oscar bonus recap. Did you guys see that shit? First off, if you follow me on Twitter...
No, I did not.
Yeah, first off, we got things to talk about. we have things to confess to our listeners. First off, if you follow me on Twitter, if you have for a number of years, you'll see that I am a broken clock on this one. I think awards for art is stupid. Award shows are dumb. And I cover the Oscars out of a sense of obligation. So I hope you enjoy the snark and just looking down upon the whole endeavor that I bring to the table when I talk about the Oscars. I don't fawn over this shit, and I really don't think it matters. It's pretty rare, I gotta say, when the movie that wins Best Picture is the same movie that was my favorite of the year. Last time that happened was 2007, when No Country for Old Men won Best Picture. And you know what? If it had lost that year, it would have lost to There Will Be Blood, which was also my favorite movie of that year. 2007 was a year of an embarrassment of riches between those two films alone. And you know what? It looks like it happened this year, but... All right, we're going to talk about that off the top. Straight off the top, the flub.
Mm-hmm.
The flubbery.
Yes. The flubbery.
La La Land announces the winner. Confusion on stage as the La La Land cast and crew celebrates.
Woo! We won!
And then producers are now with headsets dressed in black, and you can tell it's like, no, this is not good. And then Jordan Horowitz making a name for himself now by being gracious enough to find out that he was told Moonlight won, and as soon as he was told that, he said into the microphone, Moonlight won. Guys, Moonlight.
Guys, get out here.
Guys, get out here. And, I mean, he was just throwing in the middle of the whole thing, and he took it very graciously on the spot, and Moonlight was the actual winner. Did you read or see about what actually happened, Drew?
Yeah, woke up that morning, And
yeah, because our confession.
Yeah, confession. The second they announced
La La Land,
La La Land winner, I was like, oh, we have a winner. Turn off the TV. I'm going to fucking bed. This is bullshit.
That goes all into spirals right into all the shit that I was saying at the beginning about how I don't even like this stuff. And man, at that point, I was just waiting for him.
I was so tired. I really just wanted to go to bed.
Starts 8:30 Eastern time, which means they're starting 5:30 California time, which means they're ending at like around midnight, sometimes 12:30 our time. And in California, they don't give a fuck. It's like 8:30 Yeah. They're all drunk, ready to go to the after party. East Coast, we're like, you motherfuckers!
Wake up in the morning.
It's a Sunday night, you goddamn illiterati. The elite illiterati is what they are. Mm-hmm. The glitterati. Glamorama. That's what it was all about. No, don't do it. No. You know what, Drew? You know what they have in... doesn't matter. They can still hear you, even though I shut your mic off. You know what they have in real studios? First off, most people, like, the things are, like, separated with the glass. Like, you'd be in your own booth. I'd be in my own booth. You know what I mean? And then they have cough buttons. Cough buttons, sneeze buttons. You hit a button, and it gives you the quick mute, or it shuts it off. No, it gives it a mute, because there's an on and off, and then there's a cough.
Yummy.
And those things come in handy, man. It's all radio. Yeah. Actual stations are so sweet how they have the actual equipment and stuff and just not a couple microphones and a mixer plugged into oh boy, and I still feel like it anyway. What were we talking about? The Oscars. We went to bed. Like, we're like, shut this off. You're done. I'm going away. You're going away. Yeah, this is over.
Fuck this. This is bullshit.
So then apparently, man, I wish this happened with the election. Went to bed. La La Land was the winner. Woke up. Moonlight was the winner. Mm-hmm. Like, what? My world is upside down. Am I in a wormhole? I immediately went to the Twitter at POTUS to see if it was Hillary Clinton or maybe even better, Bernie Sanders. And I wake up in an alternative reality where Moonlight is the best picture winner. Bernie Sanders is the president.
I've done it.
It's like so many
I broke countries. Out. I made it.
I made it into some other. I Mandela affected my way into another existence.
I'm sorry, everybody else. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Because I go around. It's like, where's everyone? That's when I find out, oh, yeah, your parents died, like, when you were 12, and all these other horrible things happen, and like, oh, this alternate reality is terrible. No. I need the one with President Trump. Then you're jumping through alternate realities looking for, like, no, this one is President Mitt Romney on his second term.
This is President Fluffy Kitty on his third term.
That's the one where the internet became sentient way earlier and took over, and cat memes fill all government houses across the world.
Nothing but cat memes.
For a second, you're like, maybe I'll live here. It is pretty cute. But then you find out the sentient cat memes have enslaved and all humans. You're like, no, I gotta get out of this one.
No. They haven't enslaved all humans. It's communism. It's straight up
cat communism.
Have you ever seen the comic book Mouse?
No.
MAUS.
Maybe. Yes. Have you ever showed it to me?
Cat Nazis.
I think you showed it to me. What are we talking about? What's next? Box office recap. Oh yeah, I'll talk about Oscars. So we woke up and Moonlight was the winner. It was a big flub and
alternate reality.
And that shit was crazy.
Actually, you know what I think? I think like Warren Beatty's grandkids were telling him what an internet troll was, and he decided to be a real life troll.
Because
he had a smile on his face the whole time. He was like,
at one point he said off mic, you can hear him say off mic, like, I say you guys keep the award, or some shit like that. No, what happened was, and then I remember when he opened the envelope and he took it out, he took a second to read the name and he acted kind of weird and he looked in the envelope again. I was like, why is he acting so weird? Maybe he's drunk. He's an old man. You know, who knows what he's doing? He's Warren Beatty, too. He's not even a normal person. He's Warren Beatty. What happened was, he was looking for a second card because he thought, like, this card does not say Best Picture and then the movie. This card says Best Actress, Emma Stone, La La Land. They gave them the wrong cards. That's why he looked in there. And then he looked at Faye Dunaway. Was like,
He's like, so what? Did you read the movie?
Yeah, they're both confused. And they're like, La La Land. And they announced it like that. And that's why it was fucked up. It wasn't their fault at all. Warren Beatty could have maybe someone quicker on their feet or more, I don't know, just not caring about the whole. It's an intense being in front of it. Like 1,000 people in that theater. I don't know how many. That's a big theater. Like, it goes up, you know? Should have looked at the card and said, it says Best Actress, Emma Stone. Look over, like, guys, you gave me the wrong. you guys gave me the wrong card. This is very embarrassing. We have to stop the show at the most pivotal moment. That still would have been better than announcing the wrong movie, having the whole crew come up on stage, and then, right? The show's crazy.
It's Trump's America, bro.
It's the kind of shit that happens in Trump's America. Yeah, things just start breaking down. Uh-huh. And you know what? It's Obama's fault. Mm. It's Obama's fault that in Trump's America that shit broke down. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. So that actually, I said La La Land, and so did you. For no, you said Arrival, mm-hmm. so that didn't change your outlook on that one. Mm-hmm. Billy said Moonlight.
Yes.
So Billy got that one. Uh-huh. Good job.
Bill got an extra point.
Good job, Billy. And then another. This used to be rare. It's happened now more in the last few years. The Split. With Damien Chazelle getting Best Director for La La Land and Moonlight winning for Best Picture, which is...
You mean that baby got the Oscar for La La Land?
That fresh-faced youngin'. He's like 30.
I know. Still, he looks young. I thought I had a baby face until I saw that guy, and I was like, wow!
Yeah.
He looks like he's 12. He even has, like... He's still got that wispy upper lip hair.
Yeah.
That's not quite a mustache.
Yeah. It's like he definitely hasn't grown in anything.
No.
It's crazy. So, all right. Those are the top two. I guess we'll start from the bottom. Get the shitty ones out of the way that no one cares about. Best live action short film. Did anyone see that? Like, did anyone best live action short film?
No.
Did anyone actually ever
had
see
had the
it?
Chance to?
The winner was this movie, Sing. We didn't pick that. Neither of us picked that. Best animated short film.
That one got right.
That one got right because it was the only one everyone saw.
Yep.
Piper. Yeah, that's pretty good, too. It's a good short. And also, I don't know... Billy like copied and pasted his onto an email, and it didn't copy those cats in there. So you got those wrong automatically.
Good job, Bill.
Duh. Tweet him at I Love Blood and tell him he fucked up. No, don't tell him that. He's a nice guy. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need that stress. Everyone said OJ Made America's going Best Documentary Feature. We were all correct because
it's
five goddamn movies.
Because it was,
and because it played in a theater once in LA, they allowed it anyway. Everyone also said Suicide Squad for best makeup and hairstyling, and it won.
Yeah.
And then there's people the next day, but like, what? Suicide Squad won? Like, guys, it's a technical.
Did you see Killer Croc?
Killer Croc's amazing.
Motherfucker, did you see Killer Croc?
Like, yeah.
Because if you didn't, you should go watch that movie just to see Killer Croc.
And it was up against...
That's why they won.
And it's weird how there's only three movies. Maybe it's a limit to how many movies can be nominated. Star Trek Beyond, I guess. Like, sure. Yeah. Like, I would expect that from a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
And then Over, a foreign film. All the movies that come out, they pick that one for
you? Yeah, they do.
But yeah, you're right. Killer
Croc. I mean, there were some times...
Just Killer Croc.
There were some times in Star Trek that I forgot that that was Idris Elba.
Oh, sure.
There were some times.
They always do that, as a matter of fact.
But the thing with Killer...
Eric Bana in the other Star Trek a couple years ago.
And the thing with Killer Croc is I had no idea what the guy looked like to begin with, so...
Oh, that too. But I did. I mean... Big black guy.
No.
But
okay.
No, it's just
huge.
He looks like a crocodile, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy. And a lot of close-ups.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's no way that's CG. These close-ups are way too daring.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's extremely important. Maybe enhancements. They do that a lot now, which is very smart. They'll have guys in suits, but then the suits will have, like...
Digital enhancements.
Yeah, like green spots on them where they know they're going to be adding stuff on them already. Like, also, sometimes they have to replace shit. That's part of why... Tom Holland looked a little extra wonky in Captain America Civil War because that shit came together so last minute that they actually had him film that scene in a suit from another movie from like The Amazing Spider-Man. They gave him an old suit and then they CG'd a different suit, their suit on top of him.
Okay.
You know, lucky for him, he wasn't running around out there in a green spandex.
Ha ha! You are green spandex Jr. man.
And, yeah. And Chris Hemsworth, and like, look at you, kid. He's like, God damn it. You guys.
He's like, motherfuckers, if we were making this movie 10 years ago, you'd be like this too.
If they're making it 10 years ago, man, it'd be. It would look so wonky. Speaking of all that shit, best visual effects. Everyone said. No, Billy and I said The Jungle Book. You said Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. And I went to The Jungle Book. I figured LA. LA loves LA. Best sound editing. This is a whole bunch of guessing, and everyone was wrong.
No, that's what happens when you guess.
That's what happens when you guess. Who won that? Arrival won. And then for best sound mixing, it's a different team, a different group of people. They don't even talk to each other. Hacksaw Ridge won that one. Billy picked that. That was one of the ones that Billy got right. That and Moonlight, Billy got right, and neither of us got. I think that might be it, though, for Billy's dominance and picks. Best original score. You and I said La La Land, and that was the choice. Billy went with Lion. Sorry, Bill. Mm. Best original song. We went with the La La Land songs, both you and I, and that's what won. Billy went with Moana. That's the one that they performed, though, with Lin-Manuel.
And that's the one that Miranda lost.
And it lost. But yeah, I think they performed also, didn't they? Ah, it was so annoying. Best production design. You said Hail Caesar.
Fuck yeah.
I said La La Land. Billy said La La Land. It was La La Land. How many did La La Land end up winning?
Like five, I think.
We got one, two, so far.
Those
three,
two.
Four, five. Because it won for cinematography. Best cinematography. You said Silence. Rodrigo Prieto is going to win an Oscar one day.
He will.
If he hasn't already. Mm-hmm. He might have already. I don't think he has. But he's great. Billy said Moonlight because that movie is gorgeous. I went with La La Land because I was thinking more of a La La Land sweep. But they still came pretty close with five. Best costume design. You got that one right with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That might be the only one that you got right that everyone else got wrong. So congrats on that, dude. I said La La Land. Florence Foster Jenkins was Billy's pick. Animated feature film went to Zootopia. You and Bill both were pulling for Kubo and the Two Strings, which is a better movie. It's better than Zootopia. I like it more. I would recommend it over Zootopia. But I knew Zootopia won. For some reason, Piper won. You know? It's like the biggest of all of them. Best original screenplay went to Manchester by the Sea. Kenneth Lonergan. One of two awards won for that movie that night. You said 20th Century Women. That would have been cool. Billy said The Lobster. That would have been cool if neither of those happened. Best adapted screenplay went to Moonlight. Billy said Arrival. You went with Lion. That was an interesting swerve there on your part. I like your style.
Jumping around, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I like your style, dude. Best foreign language film went to The Salesman. That was an interesting part of the night. The director, Farhadi, the Iranian director, how he didn't go to the award ceremony and a statement was read for him.
I mean, even if it would have been better if he did try and come to the ceremony, because then he would have just been, you know, in a detention center during the Oscars.
Been detained.
And that, I think that would have been a more forceful statement.
This guy Farhadi, I don't know his
but first I guess name. I guess he does like his freedom.
He does like the freedom that he has, and that's the thing, Drew. In Iran, as a filmmaker out there, and as a very outspoken person, he's already had it more than his share of run-ins with censorship and imprisonment for being a filmmaker. So while it would be a bigger, maybe it would be a bigger statement to come to America and purposely get detained, he doesn't need the goddamn hassle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he won, good for him. See, and Billy, I don't think I got a... Billy didn't pick the best foreign. That's another thing you get automatically wrong, Bill. If you're even listening. Best supporting actor, Mahershala Ali. Mahershala? There's a specific way to pronounce it. Apparently, I'm saying it wrong.
You are.
I'm saying it too specific, like too literally, too phonetically. Well, he won for Moonlight, which was, which makes sense. This is funny. This is a funny bit of news. So, he is announced as the first Muslim winner of an Academy Award.
Okay.
I guess at least an acting award. The acting awards are always more prestigious than all the below-the-line shit. And, but then, in Pakistan, because it's the Oscars, it's Hollywood, it's a big deal, it's worldwide, out there in Pakistan, they're arguing, no, that's not correct. He practices a very specific faith of Islam. That most of the Muslims in Pakistan, whatever their main branch of Islam is, they're like, that's not real. That's not Islam. That's not real.
Fuck the Pakistanis.
So, well, the specific Pakistanis, though. It's not all of them. Just the ones that are like, saying which versions of Islam are legit and which ones aren't, and they're saying his isn't. So this whole thing in Pakistan about him.
Yeah, because, you know, religion's legit, Chris.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what if something crazy like a bunch of Catholics and a bunch of Protestants got into a war in some white country somewhere in Europe?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Wouldn't that be crazy? It'd be troubling if that happened.
Pretty sure it happened a couple centuries ago.
A couple centuries ago. Like 60 years ago. best actress. Drew going with Ruth Negga. No, hashtag. Billy. No, Billy went with Ruth Negga.
I was about to say.
Excuse me. You went with Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
As did I. And she won.
Yeah, she did.
Best actor, I went with Denzel. You and Bill went with Casey Affleck. Mm-hmm. No, just Bill went with Casey. You and I went with Denzel. Yeah. So that's one. Billy got that one right on.
I figured
it's good job, Billy.
I mean, I know, you know.
I figured it'd be one of those two.
Well, you see, here's the thing. I figured it was time for him to get his best, you know, his best actor as
Me
opposed
too.
To best supporting.
Me too.
But maybe he never will. Maybe he's just going to have to deal with that supporting actor.
And they threw a Lifetime Award at him last year.
Oh, did they throw a Lifetime Award at him last year?
Yeah, they gave him like a special
award.
He
will never win Best Actor.
They gave him a special award last year, and he won. He forgot his eyeglasses, so he couldn't read his speech.
He will never win Best Actor,
it was a close
if that's the case. Mm. They've already thrown him all the bones he'll get. It's done.
And they kept cutting to him sitting in his seat as Casey Affleck was giving his speech, and he did not look happy.
He was angry.
He did not look happy. which reminds me of when a few years ago, was it for Birdman? I think it was for Birdman. Michael Keaton. Yes, it was for Birdman. Michael Keaton was right there in the front row. He was in the Denzel seat, and the Best Actor Award came up. Eddie Redmayne won. That was one of the 2 years, I think, that he won back-to-back. Didn't he, that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
And in the wide shot, as Redmayne hits the stage and everyone's like applauding and clapping, they're standing. You can see in the wide shot, because Michael Keaton's right there in the front row, and there's nothing to block him, putting his speech back in his
pocket,
back in his jacket pocket.
Like, I'm not gonna be needing this one,
man. That's why that shit sucks, man. That's terrible to put people through that for art, for something that they put so much work into and they created, and they want to speak for them in a way and speak to people, and then you're gonna make it into a competition and then have everyone stand around and be like, oh, you're the winner and the rest of you are losers.
You suck
it out of here. What a bunch of bullshit. Also funny, Casey Affleck, obviously it must be for a role. Out there looking shaggy as fuck. And then he didn't even try that
or
hard.
Maybe
to
not
tame
maybe
it.
Maybe that's his.
Maybe that's him.
Maybe that's him.
No, that's not his style. Maybe, though. It's not his style, though.
Maybe he's the dirty Affleck. Maybe he's become the dirty Affleck.
Is he becoming a dirty Affleck? Maybe.
I mean, they did pan to
Ben.
Ben at the end.
Of course it did.
Ben was tearing up.
Of course he was. Yeah, man. He loves his brother. He loves his brother. Now, here's another controversial thing, right? Maybe slightly more legitimate than the whole Pakistani Muslim, not a Muslim thing. More along the lines of rapist, not a rapist.
Yes.
With Casey Affleck.
Uh-huh. Right? Correct.
Which is unfortunate, you know?
What
happens with artists, you
how
know?
About support? How about Trump supporter, not Trump supporter?
Yeah, that's a little...
It's hilarious, though.
It's
hilarious.
It's fun to see who's like
paying attention to their fucking companies.
Yeah. but Casey Affleck, he's had some accusations from when he did the movie I'm Still Here with Joaquin Phoenix when he directed that mockumentary, and like not good accusations, but also like harassment for sure, like full on harassment, and probably. Could be defined as assault as well. I don't know what happens when you climb into a bed with a woman, but everyone's still fully clothed. I don't know. It's not good. It's not good.
Either way, not good.
Also, I think just accusations, but still, it's like,
dude, that's all you need.
And that's a problem. That's also a problem too with the accusation brush. You can paint someone with that brush, and then it's like tainted.
Done.
Like forever tainted. Oh, exonerated. Good for you, Ben Raplesberger.
You are Ben Raplesberger
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Whether he did it or not, he did.
God, it's gross. What a gross, icky world we live in.
Yes.
You know? Also, speaking of which, might as well bring this up now, because the last ones that we already talked about, Best Director, I went with Chazelle, who won. You and Bill were pulling for Jenkins, which would have been great because it would have been the first black person ever to win a Best Director award. Still,
that was still up for grabs.
Still up for grabs, you know. Spike Lee.
Got try harder, Barry.
Yeah, let's see what Barry's... His last movie was pretty good, but not great. Like, I saw... It's called, it's got Wyatt Cenac in it. How about that? It's a movie from 2009. It's in black and white. It has Wyatt Cenac. He wakes up in the morning with some chick. They met at a party, and they didn't have sex, but they got hammered, and they woke up, and they spend the day walking around San Francisco talking about, like, gentrification and shit, and they pop in on a poetry slam and stuff like that. It's a pretty good little movie, a little drama. Nothing, you know, earth-shattering, but it's good. Watching that, you wouldn't think that this guy had a Moonlight in him.
Yeah.
You know,
well, obviously he did.
Like watching Pi, you know, Pi is a cheap movie, black and white cheap movie.
Yeah,
watching Pi, you're like, this guy's got something in him. This guy's gonna do something. Give him some money. Give this man money. Barry Jenkins, like, don't get this guy. Whatever.
Well, somebody figured to give him some money.
No, not even. I don't think so. Not with Moonlight. Now someone's got to give him some money to see what he can, because he's got it. He's got it going on. Chazelle as well. Someone's gonna give that motherfucker some money. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Marvel's giving him a call and being like, "What do you think about
What do you think about a Black Panther musical?"
Not that direct. You know, just more like, "What do you have any ideas for Captain Marvel 2 or you know, something like that? How can we crack this inhuman sting? Can you help us with this?" Because that's what
we'll use jails.
Jails! The jails! We'll use the jails! With the jails and the pills and the coffee. Just try to do this. And then Best Picture. You said Arrival. I said La La Land. Billy said Moonlight. I want some Moonlight. Good for Moonlight. Oh, you know what? Damn it, I forgot to... Scott sent in his picks also. But not all of them, though. You only sent in some of them.
Okay.
And let's see. Did he get any of them right? Best original screenplay, The Lobster? No. These are the ones that he wanted to win.
Of course.
Screenplay, Lobster? No. Adapted screenplay, Moonlight? Yes.
Yes.
He also added Anything But Fences because it was not adapted at all. Ooh. Hey. Take that, Denzel. Or did August Play Wilson write the... It does say in August Wilson play. Yeah. Best Supporting Actress, Viola fucking Davis. Yep, right, that's who won, right? Yeah, we talked about that. Did we talk about that? Viola Davis winning. Viola Davis, the only person I think to win, or the only black person to win a Tony
Emmy Oscar, correct.
Yes, which is
incredible. Trump Red.
I also added, okay, maybe Michelle Williams if Viola Davis turns out to be a murderer before the ceremony. Best Supporting Actor went to Mahershala Ali. God damn it, I hate to listen to that again. You agreed. Best Actress. I haven't seen any of these but La La Land, so... Oh, and then it went sideways on me. I haven't seen any of these but La La Land, so... Viola fucking Davis. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then number 1A, Emma Stone. There you go. Best Actor, Casey Affleck. You got that. Best Director, Damien Chazelle. Got that. Best Picture, Manchester by the Sea.
No.
Almost ran the table at the end there, Scott. Obviously, also has a thing here. This is what I wanted to talk about. This is what made me think of it because I knew he had this in his email in parentheses under Best Director. Fuck Mel Gibson. Seriously, with all the dicks, fuck him.
Wow, all of them?
All the dicks.
All the dicks.
That's a lot of dicks, too.
It is.
And not all dicks are created equal.
No, they are not.
There are going to be some good dicks in there. Mel Gibson's going to have the pleasure of some good dicks, but then there's going to be some bad dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, really. Probably like
they're
2 to 1.
They're gonna be big, they're gonna be small, they're gonna be all shapes and sizes.
Oh, I thought you were gonna suit it up like they're gonna be big, they're gonna be small, some will be short,
round,
some will be tall.
Tall.
I have all these papers. Why am I doing all these papers? Mel Gibson being there and getting some a little bit of love. Well, first off, he was nominated, you know. Hacksaw Ridge was nominated for some stuff, so he was there for his movie, backing that shit up. He's taking meetings with studios again as for behind the scenes, behind the camera stuff. Director for Suicide Squad 2, it's looking like. We've talked about that before. You know, I mentioned the Mel Gibson Forgiveness Tour. That's what he's been doing for last year, the Redemption Tour. It's been more of a redemption tour, not so much a forgiveness tour, because he's been still cagey about, like...
Well, I mean, you saw him at the Oscars. He looks crazy as fuck.
He always looks crazy. He is crazy. That's the thing. And it's such a bummer. It's such a bummer when things like with Casey Affleck and Mel Gibson, to get these things tied to him. With Mel Gibson, it's not even an accusation. Straight up what he did, the way he acted. And it's like, man, these guys, these people make good art, but then they're monsters. And I want to enjoy what they do. I want to watch Apocalypto and not think about...
Well, people are monsters, Chris. Just remember
Gibson,
that.
Mel Gibson...
Just remember, people are like monsters.
He's like the fucking Jews.
We're evil. To the core.
Do we have to be, though?
I mean...
I don't feel like I am. I don't feel like I am evil.
There's got to be something ingrained in us that makes us hate each other so much.
I don't feel like I am evil, Drew. Do you feel like you are evil?
Sometimes.
Like when?
Most of the time.
What? That's a big jump.
I have thoughts, Chris. I just don't act on them.
No, that's all I want.
If I could, the world would be a much different place. And I would be a much different person.
If you weren't evil?
Well, no, if I acted on my thoughts that I have on a constant basis. I'll tell you what,
how long would you live if you acted on your thoughts on a constant basis?
See, I don't know about that. Because, you know...
How far would you make it?
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't know how... I'd probably be dead by now.
All right.
So would a lot of other people.
That wasn't the song. That was Metallica's Am I Evil? I wanted... There's a Danzig song. We're just like... Anyway.
So it could be. I could be evil. Who knows?
You should be evil.
I should, you're right.
Chaotic evil.
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's a little extreme, Chris.
Some super villainy chaotic evil. I'll be chaotic good.
Yeah, that's not really that much farther from evil.
That's part of the fun. Finding that line and riding that. Hey, we're going to do this. And we'll battle the whole way.
Yes.
The ceremony itself. Let's run down to
It's like, I want peace. But I'm going to kill a lot of people to get it.
Honestly, Mandius wasn't that chaotic.
No, he wasn't. Not that chaotic.
Anyway. I mean, yeah. Would you kill a million to save a million and one?
Chris, I would kill a million to save 50.
Whoa. Like an important 50 or any 50?
No.
So you would just kill a million people? You would just be happy to kill a million people.
Pretty much what I'm getting at.
You would kill a million people...
for nothing.
Just to watch them die.
Do I have to watch?
I think so.
I mean, after like the first 1,000, it might get a little
No, it's
going to
be boring. It's going to be like in one shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, done. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Really easy, yeah. Okay. But say if I... Like,
really easy?
If I had to sit there and watch each one of them die, like, oh, God, it's taking so much time.
Yeah, well, that would take forever. How long would it take to kill a million people?
No, all depends on what you're using, Chris.
Let's do the math on that. Let's see. 22? No, I'm not going
to. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could invent some sort of machine to do it more efficiently.
A time machine?
We'll get the Germans on
it. We'll invent a time machine.
You know, we'll just get the Germans on it. They're really good at efficiency.
Yeah, they are. Well, Trump's probably going to. No, you know, he pissed off Merkel, though. So. The ceremony itself. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's in bits.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his...
whatever the fuck that was.
Is it The Tonight Show? What's the name of his show?
I don't know either.
I don't like him. I don't like Fallon.
That one with Jimmy Kimmel.
The one with Jimmy Kimmel, which he's going to stop doing in 3 years, which is great. Get someone else in there. Get a not-white guy in there, for fucking crying out loud. I love Colbert, but get a not-white guy in there.
Yeah, seriously.
Any other colored guy or gal.
So what, you want some Wayne Brady? You want the whitest black guy we can find?
Get me RuPaul in there. Ooh. Yes, I'd watch the fuck out of a RuPaul lead show.
That could be interesting.
First off, it would be
that has potential.
It would be fucking fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
It'd be fun. It'd be interesting. It'd be different. It'd be way different than what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, it would be.
RuPaul for The Tonight Show on ABC. Disney's.
I'm not sure. ABC. I'm not sure if. I'm not sure.
It's a late show, though.
I'm not sure if people can handle that.
They should be able to. Oh, RuPaul, see? RuPaul's a drag queen, not transgender. So do you still call RuPaul he? I think so. Mm-hmm. RuPaul is still very successful on Bravo.
I mean, he's still every once
he
in a
does
while.
That show.
Every once in a while, you'll see him in man form. You know, where,
yeah, absolutely.
Where he wears a fucking suit and a pair of glasses, and he looks like a businessman. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, of course.
I forgot you're a dude.
Yeah, of course he makes a pretty woman. He's handsome as fuck. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Fucking Paul? Is it just Paul then?
I don't know.
Probably not even his name.
Good question.
Probably Michael or something.
Gerard.
Gerard. What's up? I'm Gerard. RuPaul! Shattering the illusion. So many dudes, so many confused dudes had boners in the 90s. They're like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's
so relax, guys. It's a visual thing.
Relax. It's okay.
It's just chemicals in your brain. Don't worry about it. Jimmy Kimmel. Ugh, so boring. So bland. I remember him trying to tweet Trump.
And trying to. Attempting to.
And it was like on the screen. It didn't really work. And I was like, eh. And I was like, oh, good thing we spent 5 shows not long enough. All the bits. I hate it when they brought in the tour group and walked them through the front.
That was funny for like 10 seconds.
I thought it was funny in concept. And then they opened the door and they were there. And then I was like, oh, this isn't funny.
Yeah. For like 10 seconds, I was like, I didn't think it was funny so much as an interesting concept. Yeah. I was like, those people lucked the fuck out, A.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just walked into the goddamn Oscars.
But then most of them also look like they literally didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Don't know.
That they...
I want to know.
They are on a movie-based tour, because that's a movie tour that they're on, a studio tour or whatever. They're on a movie-based tour during the Oscars. Why aren't they... Who are these people that love movies that they want to go on the tour, but they're not going to stay home to watch the bullshit show?
I don't know.
They don't look like people, too, that have the opinion, like, oh, this is a bullshit show.
I do want...
They look like a bunch of
goddamn. I do want to know what Ryan Gosling whispered into that black lady's ear.
Probably like, where do you see my dick? That's how it goes, right?
Sure.
I feel so old. Right?
When I try you pull, are, Chris.
When I try to pull out pop music references. I know that's from at least like 8 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. He was like, he whispered in her ear.
What's that one called? I just want to know what he whispered.
He whispered, I'm Ryan Gosling. How you doing?
I'm Ryan Gosling.
He's like, Homewood Suites in room 3. I'll be there after midnight. Here's a key, palm their key. Here's a key. Bring your friend. That old guy.
My husband.
Bring him.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
He's just got awesome. The jokes are corny. I don't like this show anyway. And then it's so long. There's so many corny bits. And it's 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
why?
It was awful.
People love this shit. I don't get it. It's not good. It's not entertaining.
How do we get the rights to set up a food truck on the red carpet? Because all those celebrities look hungry the whole time.
They're
eating candy being dropped from the sky. How do we make money off this?
I saw this. They're not no food or drink allowed in the theater, which is funny. They were dropping then food on them, but they had snack bars and bars out in the lobby area. So that's why during the commercial breaks, that the aisles are constantly packed with people. Because during the commercials, they were jumping up and running out to get food and drinks. And I saw a picture online of like a table, just empty glasses, like littered with empty glasses. I guess it's like the table on the way into the theater. So what people were having to do was go out to the bar area, get their drink and fucking pound it in that 2 minutes and then make it.
Woo! There.
Yeah. Which for them makes for a fun night. Good for them.
Yeah, they're riding that fucking drunk roller coaster.
Yeah, they're
like, shit, man, how long's this next bit? Fuck, I need to drink 2.
Yeah, 20 minutes. And like, oh man, what? They're doing this award. What if I win? I'm way too drunk. That would be me.
You would just be way too drunk.
When they announced the award for...
I could see you throwing up on the red carpet.
Best fat guy with a beard. In a movie no one watched. Come on down, that dude. Right into the middle. Right on Ryan Gosling's shoes. And then he whispers in my ear. Embassy Suites. Room 406. That's right by the elevator.
Just bring yourself.
You're enough for me. Yes. Score. The vomiting was worth it.
The big win, Chris.
I'm trying to think of other things that I hated about the show. I can't think of anything that I liked about it. I guess the speeches were cool. That one dude, Farhadi, with his thing... And were any of these speeches good? Actually, no, all the speeches sucked. They all sucked. All of them. It all sucked.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
That's my review.
I can't believe I had to sit there for an extra hour on top of it because somebody thought it started an hour earlier than it actually did.
First off, you didn't have to sit there for that hour. You could have done anything else for that hour. You could have gone to... And then you didn't have to sit there and watch it. You could have fucked off.
I could have done...
You could have done any number of other things. Any number of other things. Just
my go-to's video games is only one television.
Just not on that TV. I'm saying. You could have gone to a bar.
Ugh.
You could have gone to a pinball lounge.
Sounds even worse.
You could have gone to a movie. You could have gone and seen John Wick Chapter 2. The winner of every Oscar at next year's
In my
Oscars.
Heart. Yeah. In my heart, yeah.
The Oscars of my heart.
John Wick Chapter 2, you are the winner.
You are the winner. Again. Like, it's 2025. I don't care. It still wins. I'm in the past. What about Mad Max Fury Road?
I mean, yeah, that movie's awesome.
That one's awesome, too, guys. What, we can't like more than one movie?
So what? I mean, when does the sequel for that come out? That's what I want to know.
Probably a couple of years. At least a couple of years. Because they haven't even started pre-production yet, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything online about that.
That's good. That gives me plenty of time to see the Black and Chrome edition that I still haven't watched.
Yeah, we still got
to
get up on that. Yo, what's up with that? Producer, produce it. All right, here we go. That's your answer to that. So, yeah, get the Oscars. The ceremony should be an hour long. It should be hosted by a stand-up comedian or a game show host. Give me, you know what, best of both worlds. Drew Carey should host next year's Oscars. Should be an hour, maybe an hour and a half. All the musical nominees should be done in a medley.
Yes.
Medley together in less than 5 minutes. Get it all done in one big production. Give Drew Carey an opening monologue of 5 to 7 minutes. Get rid of all the bits. Get rid of all the bits. All of them. The montage is gone. In memoriam, keep it. Triple check your work and make sure you get everyone. Either make sure you get everyone or don't do it. This year they omitted Miguel Ferrer was the biggest omission. The guy from Twin Peaks and RoboCop, etc., etc. Of course they forget the Cuban guy. Oh, how do you... Anyway.
Racist. Blatant racist.
So that's how you fix the Oscars. RuPaul should be the next host of whatever show Kimmel's not going to be hosting anymore. So we fixed the Oscars. We fixed that one tonight show. What else do we need to fix, Drew, before we get out of here?
I don't think anything.
That's it? We're good for now?
I mean, that's a lot of work right there, Chris.
That's a lot of work for them. We're the ideas, people.
Yeah.
We did our job.
We did.
We put the...
That was a lot of work.
...ideas together.
Yeah.
It took us 40 minutes to get to that conclusion.
Sure.
All right. Where can people find you online, Drew?
At Antihero419 all over the internet. Where can people find you, Chris?
At Antihero419 all over the internet. Also at Antihero419.com/Olympics/summer/backstroke. That's my website. Got a square space site.
That's an awful website.
That's my website.
You need to work on it.
That's my website for my my winter skeet shooting. Guys, if you want to see this dope answer sheet that Drew made for my first trivia show, Do You Like My Voice? Hear more at chriscrespo.com. That's awesome. Guys, check out these awesome answer sheets that Drewster whipped up for us. I'm going to be at the Red Cypress Brewery this Thursday, the 2nd, at 7 p.m. for trivia. 3 rounds of trivia. It's going to be about an hour and a half. There are prizes available. It's going to be awesome. And, yeah. Guys, come on. Have a good time. All right. We're out of here. Episode 217 is next. And this a weekend.